grandeur which more vegetation might spoil. A single green leaf can scarcely be discovered over wide tracts of the lava plains, yet flocks of goats together with a few cows contrive to exist. It rains very seldom, but during a short portion of the year, heavy torrents fall, and immediately afterwards, a light vegetation springs out of every crevice. This soon withers, and upon such naturally formed hay, the animals live. It had not now rained for an entire year. When the island was discovered, the immediate neighbourhood of Porto Praya was clothed with trees, the reckless destruction of which has caused here, as at St. Helena and at some of the Canary Islands, almost entire sterility. The broad, flat-bottomed valleys are clothed with thickets of leafless bushes. Few living creatures inhabit these valleys. The commonest bird is a kingfisher, Dacolo jagoensis, which tamely sits on the branches of the castor oil plant, and thence darts on grasshoppers and lizards. It is brightly coloured, but not so beautiful as the European species. In its flight, manners, and place of habitation, which is generally in the driest valley, there is also a wide difference. During our stay, I was much interested by watching the habits of an octopus, or cuttlefish. Although common in the pools of water left by the retiring tide, these animals were not easily caught.